I'd like to bring the Town of Montville Town Council special meeting to order, please. Join me in a pledge of allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Here.
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 Present.
Here. At this time, I'd like to have remarks from the public relating to matters only on the agenda with a 3-minute limit.
Keith Truex, 1046 East Lake Road, and Chief of the Chesterfield Fire Company. I would like to speak on the capital improvement budget, and in particular, the replacement of Chesterfield Fire Company's rescue truck M37. When I first started looking into the costs this year, they were way up there. $800,000 was the number I was originally finding for a medium-duty rescue, which is what we currently have, a medium-duty rescue. Not a heavy rescue like they have on this side of town, just a regular old medium-duty rescue. A lot more research, digging around. We found a company. It's U.S. Fire Apparatus. You may not be familiar with that name. If you know fire apparatus, so you would be familiar with Ferrara Fire Apparatus. Chris Ferrara, who used to own Ferrara Fire Apparatus, sold the company. He has since started a new company. It's U.S. Fire Apparatus. So this is his company. So you know you're not getting a bad build. This man knows how to build fire equipment. Long and short, all the research, we were able to put together a vehicle. Now, the budget that was submitted and approved by the Public Safety Committee was for $625,000 to replace the truck. We have put together a spec that replaces the truck, all the rescue tools, the radio, everything. The vehicle will come ready to go, other than just taking, you know, our other rescue equipment off of the old M37 and moving it onto the new one for $580,000, which is considerably cheaper than the $800,000 that we were originally looking at. And that $800,000 wasn't including all the tools and everything. And this truck, you know, it originally had an SCBA cascade system on it. We already have two in the town. We didn't need it. Okay, take it off. That saved another $27,000. So we went through this truck. We cut things off of it to get the price down. The current rescue truck, 27 years old. There's more than a dozen areas now that the paint's blistering, which, if you know bodies of vehicles, that means you've got corrosion going underneath. Hasn't come through yet, but it's a sign that problems are starting. The service place that does our annual service on it has said that, hey, there's an engine issue, or not an engine issue, a wiring harness for the engine issue. That's going to have to be addressed. It was deferred because it was scheduled to be replaced. For myself, I think the right answer is to replace it now. The cost is good. It's only going to go up if we get into the new trucks. When they go to the engine, the new engines, that's going to add $80,000 to $110,000 just for the engine and drivetrain. This is an investment in the future. It'll last 25 years, and it will be able to do the job as a rescue truck that entire 25 years.
Thank you, Chief. Anyone else from remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with the 3-minute limit?
Good evening, everyone, and thanks for the opportunity to speak. My name is Brian Baker. I live at 560 Chesterfield Road, and I'm also a public safety commissioner in the town. Tonight, I'm here to speak in support of the Chesterfield Fire Company Medium Duty Rescue to remain in the capital improvement plan budget for fiscal year 24-25. This vehicle has been requested in two previous capital budgets, and every year, the price has continued to increase substantially. Moving forward, I am concerned that it will be difficult to further forecast price increases for this apparatus over the coming fiscal year or years based on the following factors. Number one, the 2026 EPA diesel engine standard increase that will affect the engine transmission and driveline is projected to add $70,000 to $110,000 per apparatus. Number two, continuing issues with raw material shortage in the construction of these apparatus. Number three, continuing supply chain issues relative to component parts. Number four, increasing labor cost. And number five, delivery times of 2 to 3 years for this piece of equipment. While there's never a good time to fund a capital project, the opportunity presents itself to make a fiscally responsible decision on the behalf of the taxpayers by keeping this piece of apparatus on the 24-25 capital improvement budget and replace it as soon as possible to avoid further unnecessary monetary increases. Thank you.
Thank you. Remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with a 3-minute limit. And third and final time, remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda. Oh. Superintendent, thank you.
Lori Palin, Superintendent of Schools. Thank you very much for the opportunity to speak to you regarding the Board of Education's budget request. I would ask you to consider several important points when you set the education appropriation tonight. For 2 years in a row, we operated with a deficit budget. You just received a letter from me noticing the council that we had a $205,611 shortfall in the 2023 fiscal year. These shortfalls indicate our budgets do not have contingency funds built into them. We budget only for known needs. Second, throughout the budget season, the board has reduced items in our budget request in real time as we became aware of actual costs. These reductions were made in good faith as we tried to provide the town with the most current numbers and present a budget request to you that is as low as possible. Our most recent reductions were made just 9 days ago. Number three, there was a significant group of people who spoke at the public hearing in support of the board's budget. They represent community members who do approve of spending to ensure Montville students receive a high-quality education. And fourth, I can tell you I'm already concerned with the budget that we have put forward because as I look at class sizes for next year, I already have 3 grade levels, Oakdale grades 2 and 4 and Mohegan grade 4, which are very close to or at what we consider to be the maximum, 22 in grade 2 and 24 in grade 4. I understand and appreciate your work to find a balance between necessary expenses for all departments and the taxpayers' ability to pay. But tonight, I would like to ask you to consider 3 revenue sources which might be used to increase the board's appropriation without affecting the mill rate. First, based upon this year's excess cost grant receipts and enrolled students who reach the excess cost threshold, the town can expect to receive $695,000 from the state for excess special education costs next year. In the town's budget, you have only budgeted $450,000 for the excess cost grant. This means you could apply an additional $245,000 to the board's appropriation using funds you will receive from the state intended to be used for education. This was explained at our May board meeting, which Councilors Jaskiewicz and Lathrop attended. Second, based upon the past four months, the most recent 4 months of revenue from the cannabis sales tax, the town can anticipate receiving about $150,000 next year. I am asking that you at least use at least part of this money to increase the board's appropriation as you did last year. Finally, you have included the cost for the purchase of 2 buses and 1 van in the town's capital budget. If it is essential, We would ask to defer at least part of these purchases or consider a lease option so that these funds can be applied to the operating budget rather than capital expenses. This would not impact the mill rate. While we have presented a responsible vehicle replacement cycle, the impact on student safety and student learning of a reduction to our operating budget is too great not to consider this change. Based upon the proposed motions in the budget script for this evening, even if a $540,765 increase to the mayor's budget were approved by the council, we would still need to find $458,565 in cuts to our budget. A reduction of that magnitude will require loss of extremely important programs and services. One issue in setting our appropriation for next year when we talk together is that the town council and the board are not using the same starting figure for the current year's budget. Our education budget for fiscal year 2023 was $43,551,628. Our adjusted budget request from that 9 days ago alteration to the budget is a 4.112% increase from the fiscal year 2023 budget. However, our budget last year was based upon an initial appropriation by the town council of $43,351,628 and then $200,000 of cannabis tax sales revenue funds were added to our budget. So when we're talking about what the percent increase is, I fear that we're not talking the same number. I did prepare a document to try to clarify that difference, if I might share that with the council. But bottom line, I sincerely hope you will consider options to increase our operating budget by more than $540,765. I believe we've offered a couple of pretty reasonable solutions to you. Thank you very much. And if I may, I just wanted to what I put on this chart, the second to last column shows the percent increase from our actual budget, and the last column shows the percent increase from the town's appropriation prior to the application of the $200,000 cannabis release funds. And I did put a little more detail about those possible additional revenue sources that wouldn't impact the mill rate on the bottom.
Thank you very much. Okay, remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda.
Good evening, Wills Pike, Chairman of the Board of Education. I'm not going to be redundant. I'm going to go down the path of humanity, one of Councilor Karen's favorite topics. So if you don't know what humanity is, it's about human beings. It's about how we interface with each other. It's how we react with each other, how we respect each other, how we experience life. I bring out Councilor Karen's concern about seniors, and it's well pointed, and I respect it highly, but it's about all of us, not just seniors in the community. Education, a lot of these kids are on a linear path. They don't have a choice but the public school system, K through 12. They don't have any other choices. This is their only path they have. We have a very significant school system. It's complicated. We have excellent certified staff, excellent uncertified staff. I'm very proud of my Board of Education. Nobody likes to pay taxes. So mill rate should not even be discussed here. Mill rate's not a political issue. If you make it a political issue, then you're not thinking about humanity. You're not thinking about the people of the community, the very people that elected you or myself or anybody in the room that expect results. And when I talk to people, people are okay with their taxes going up if they see something for it. For example, like the roads, right? So I'm going to close by saying that there's only two things that are safe in our budget right now: board certified teachers and paraeducators. School security is on the top of the list to be cut. Custodians will be next. We're not going to mess around, okay? And it's not a threat, but we have to preserve, to be proud of our schools. We have to preserve our education system. And if the board has to have a discussion with administration about where we go forward and make sure these children get K through 12 and be productive members of society, it's going to be robust, and we will make the proper cuts. So I appreciate your consideration on superintendent's comments. on taking a hard look at this budget, if you would, please. Thank you very much.
Anyone else?
Timothy Shanahan, 12 Du Bois Road. Two things. One is the Board of Ed budget, asking you to support it as presented by the superintendent. And two, in the capital plan, supporting Chesterfield's rescue truck as needed. Thank you.
And final call from remarks from the public. All right, hearing none, moving on. New business. The town of Mottville hereby resolves to approve the suspense list at the request of the tax collector in the amount of $133,827.40.
Move. Second.
Any discussion? All right. Roll call, please.
Councilor Karen?
Favor.
Councilor Jeff Woods?
Favor.
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 Favor. Unanimous vote in favor. Item B, the town of Mottville hereby resolves to extend the auditing service of Clifton Larson Allen, CLA, Wealth Advisors, LLC, for the fiscal year 2023/24 audit for the town of Mottville.
Second.
Any discussion? Okay, roll call vote, please.
Councilor Kerr?
Favor.
Councilor
Jackson? Favor.
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 Favor. All in favor. Unanimous vote in favor. The town of Mottville hereby resolves to adopt the town's five-year capital improvement plan in the amount of $45,143,322.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All right. Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Opposed.
Favor. So that is 6-1. Motion pass or resolution passes. Item D, the town of Mottville hereby resolves to amend the capital improvement plan line item by line item.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call vote or discussion, anyone? All right. Roll call vote, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. So all in favor? Okay, moving to the first item on the capital improvement plan actions. The town of Mottville hereby resolves to adopt the town's five-year capital improvement plan. Wait a minute.
First two you can skip.
Yeah. I don't know why that's on there. Excuse my. The town of Mottville hereby resolves to move the community center bathroom for $130,000 to the LOSUP in the capital improvement plan for 2024-25 fiscal year.
Don't move.
Second.
Any discussion? And roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. I believe that is 7-0. All in favor. Motion to remove $77,500 for cameras in the capital improvement plan for 2024-2025 fiscal year.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion.
Where were these cameras supposed to go?
These were pretty much for the Parks and Rec. They had to do cameras at different locations, on like the Camp Oakdale, the Pavilion, and some other areas. And they have we have a plan to do cameras throughout the whole town for all the assets. So they had kind of parsed out from a previous mission. Now we're going to have a much larger scale that we're going to get a grant for. So we didn't want to have two or three different camera systems used to that town, and plus we want the cameras to be sent to the police station So it's a different level of effort. So we're just removing it off the SIP.
Security cameras, Rob.
Any other discussion? Okay, roll call vote, please.
Councilor Karen?
Favor.
Councilor Jaskowitz?
Favor.
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 Favor. So unanimous vote, 7-0. Motion to add $75,000 for turnout gear in the capital improvement plan for 2024-25 fiscal year.
I'll move.
Second.
Discussion? All right. Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Karen?
Favor.
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 Favor. So unanimous vote, 7-0. Motion to add $180,000 for air pack bottles in a capital improvement plan for the fiscal 2024-25 fiscal year.
No move.
Second.
Any discussion? All right, roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. 7-0 in favor. Motion to add $625,000 for M37 rescue vehicle to lease purchase in the capital improvement plan.
So move.
Second.
Discussion?
Yes, please.
Yes.
Wasn't this voted down by public safety last evening on a 4-3 vote?
I think it was.
Okay. So that's off the table then. Your words to me were that we take advice from the committees as to what we bring to our budget. The public safety has spoken that they do not need it, and that is the advice from them that we should take.
Okay. Well, it was already on our list, but just to let you know, this is only to put this on the capital improvement plan. It is not authorizing the purchase. They still got to go through. It still has to go back through public safety. This is only.
It went through public safety. They voted it down.
Hear me out. This is only to put it on the capital improvement plan. That's it.
How are we putting it on the plan?
We're not authorizing any funds. It's just to put it on there so if they want to try to get a grant or they want to try to do something, they're a long ways away from being authorized to purchase this vehicle. And it still has to go through public safety. They have to go through.
It went through public safety.
No, it did not. They don't have a bid.
They had a vote last night.
Did they have a bid? Did they have a bid package?
They were given numbers, and we were given the numbers as well.
Well, you'll have your option to vote here in a moment. But it's only to put it on the SIP plan.
Okay. Well, remember back in February, the same safety commission voted to accept it.
Well, and they told me this was an OSHA requirement. I also asked the two people who spoke up for that for documentation of that, and both have failed to provide that to me. Well, secondly, I think it's a big expense on a tight budget year. If it got voted down by public safety, it is our job here to take into advice from the commissions, and we're here to do that.
Well, granted, the public safety is a board of recommendations, and you have to act individually here on their recommendation. If you oppose it, doesn't mean just because they recommended not to, doesn't mean that it's rejected.
Okay.
Yeah. And also, this is not on our budget for this year. This is only to put it on the capital improvement plan. So it is. It's going to come back. It has to come back. Has to go back through finance. Has to go through all the wickets to purchase a vehicle. This is only to put it on the capital improvement plan. We're not authorizing the purchase of it. So I just want to make sure you're clear of that.
I get that.
I have something as well, Mr. Chairman.
Absolutely.
Back in 2018, Town Council adopted Resolution 2018-41, which is a policy for purchasing town fire apparatus. I don't believe this policy has been followed yet, and I think we are putting the cart before the horse.
Well, once again, we're not authorizing the purchase of it. We're only putting it on the capital improvement plan for the lease purchase. So that is something they have to go through and physically go do all the things that you just said. They're nowhere near purchasing this vehicle with this line item than they are until they get all their numbers in and everything. So,
I need a motion.
All right. Roll call, please.
Counselor Farah?
Favor.
Counselor Jackson?
Favor.
Counselor Lathrop?
Opposed.
Counselor Sebelia?
Favor.
Counselor Sutter?
Favor.
Counselor Utick?
Opposed.
Counselor May?
Favor. So it's 5-2 to place this on to the capital improvement plan. Motion to approve all amendments to the main motion and adopt the town's five-year capital improvement plan in the total of $45,922. I'll read it one more time. $45,945,822.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Favor.
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 Opposed.
Favor. So that's 6-1. Motion passes. Okay, moving back to the agenda. Actually, I'm just going to go right to the script. Keep this. The town of Montbello hereby resolves to adopt the fiscal year 2024-25 budget. Whereas the mayor has presented the budget to the town council, and whereas the Board of Education has presented the budget to the town council, and whereas the town council has caused to be published in a newspaper having circulation in the town, a notice of public hearing, and a summary of the proposed budget estimates, and whereas the town council held public hearings of the Board of Education proposed budget on April 24, 2024, and the general government proposed budget on April 25th, 2024, in accordance with the provisions set forth in the charter of the town of Montbello. Now, therefore, be resolved that the following budget on the estimated cost of current expenses for the fiscal year beginning July 1st, 2024, and ending on June 30th, 2025, be adopted as following. General government, $24,603,658. Board of Education, $44,343,886. And capital improvement is $1,771,601 for a total of $70,718,345. Motion to amend the budget line by line item.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion. Okay, roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. Motion passes 7-0. Motion to increase police reimbursement duty line item 10100-49005 in the mayor's proposed budget by $405,000. Later. Can I have a second? Discussion? Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. So all in 7-0 in favor. Motion to increase use of undesignated fund balance by $2,300,000 in the proposed budget.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion?
Yes. This is in addition to the $500,000 that the mayor proposed?
That's correct.
So we're taking $2.8 million out of the undesignated fund balance?
That's correct.
Okay, this is the money that I've been trying to get you guys to use for the animal shelter, and I was told I was irresponsible to take money out of there for that. But now this is perfectly legitimate for you to take the money out and use it for this?
We're using it for the town.
Oh.
So it's not just for one item. This is for the town's budget. So any other discussion? Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Opposed.
Favor. So 6-1. Motion carries. Motion to increase the United Community Family Services line item 10360 2018-52084 in the mayor's proposed budget by $2,000.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Counselor Kerr.
Favor.
Counselor Jaskowitz.
Favor.
Counselor Lathrop.
Favor.
Counselor Sebelia.
Favor.
Counselor Slaughter.
Favor.
Counselor Euclid.
Favor.
Counselor May.
Favor. All in favor. Motion to add Thames River Community Services 10360-52085 in the mayor's proposed budget for $2,000.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Counselor
Kerr. Favor.
Counselor
Jaskowitz. Favor.
Counselor Lathrop.
Favor.
Counselor
Sebelia. Favor.
Counselor
Slaughter. Favor.
Counselor Euclid.
Favor.
Counselor May.
Favor. 7-0 in favor. Motion to increase debt principal 10450-53208 in the mayor's proposed budget by $550,000.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call, please.
Counselor Kerr?
Favor.
Counselor Jaskowitz?
Favor.
Counselor Lathrop?
Favor.
Counselor
Sebelia? Favor.
Counselor Slaughter?
Favor.
Counselor Euclid?
Favor.
Counselor May?
Favor. 7-0. Motion to decrease debt and interest 10460-53210 in the mayor's proposed budget by $126,000.
So moved.
Out on $750.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? All right. Roll call, please.
Counselor
Karen. Favor.
Counselor
Jessel. Favor.
Counselor Lathrop.
Favor.
Counselor Sebelia.
Favor.
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 Favor. So it's 7-0. Now, motion to decrease PT dispatcher salaries, account 10870-51070 in the mayor's proposed budget by $15,000.
Second.
Discussion?
Do we not have part-time dispatchers anymore? Or?
We do.
Do we not have as many? Why are we decreasing?
We don't have as many, and with having the police department, they have more full-time now, so they have less need for part-time. They're still budgeted for part-time, and if it falls short, we'll have to supplement later. But right now, we feel that this is a good amount to take out of there based on the need and the use.
Thank you.
All right. Roll call, please.
Counselor
Karen. Favor.
Counselor Jaskowitz.
Favor.
Counselor Lathrop.
Favor.
Counselor
Sebelia. Favor.
Counselor Slaughter.
Favor.
Counselor
Euclid. Favor.
Counselor May.
Favor. 7-0. Motion to decrease engineering services, account 10620-52148 in the mayor's proposed budget by $30,000.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Okay, roll call, please.
Counselor
Karen. Favor.
Counselor
Favor.
Favor.
Counselor
Favor.
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 Favor. So 7-0 in favor. Motion to decrease register salary 10570-51014 in the mayor's proposed budget by $6,000.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion?
Yes. So I find it interesting that nowhere in our recommendations do we think to reduce the mayor's $20,000 raise, but we want to reduce the two registrars' $6,000, despite the fact that they have a lot more work to handle now, going from 3 election days a year to up towards to 28 with all the early voting requirements. To expect them to do all this extra work for little to no increase is improper, in my opinion.
Well, that's interesting to say that, because they are getting an increase. It's $10,000, $5,000 apiece. They're going from $22 an hour now to $27. And there was a pay raise a year and a half ago along the same lines. And both the registers will be compensated for any extra work they do per the budget that they set forth. So whenever they have extra time for different endeavors that you just talked about, they're also compensated for those extra times, because those are outside their normal duties. So they are well compensated, and that's so. Moving on, any other discussion? Roll call, please.
Favor.
Favor.
Opposed.
Favor.
Favor.
Opposed.
Favor. So that is 5-2. Motion passes. Motion to decrease road foreman, to decrease road foreman 10910 51018 in the mayor's proposed budget by $15,000.
No move.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Councilor Karen.
Favor.
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 Favor. So 7-0, all in favor. Motion passes. Motion to decrease medical insurance 10420-52020 in the mayor's proposed budget by $20,000.
So move.
Second.
Discussion?
Yeah, I have discussion. To my knowledge, medical insurance is going up. Why are we decreasing the budget?
It's not so much that it's going down, it's just that the trend, we saw this in the finance, we looked at the last year's and what's going on, and it was a little bit overfunded in the past, so it's gone down. And it's also a function of who is on the insurance policy, so if you have somebody retire or things change, sometimes the policy goes down. So it's just an estimate, it's running a little bit of an overage right now of what we can see. So roll call, please.
Councilor Karen.
Favor.
Councilor Favor.
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 Opposed.
Favor. So that is, I believe that's 6-1. Motion passes. Motion to decrease pension 10420-52025 in the mayor's proposed budget by $80,000.
So move.
Second.
Any discussion?
Same question. Why are we decreasing pension? We're still paying pensions out to people, and that's also going up as more people retire, correct?
It's the same reason as before. There's a trend of it being over, and it was overestimated in the initial budget, and we found that it was overestimated in the budgeting of it. So, any more discussion? Okay, roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Opposed.
Favor. 6-1. Motion passes. Motion to decrease police private duty 10840-51041 in the mayor's proposed budget by $200,000.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion.
Is this for like road jobs and construction jobs?
What
we call private duty?
Private duty, yep.
But don't those companies reimburse the town?
Absolutely.
So isn't it just one in one hand and out the other?
Absolutely. But before they were budgeting, and then we set our taxes based on that, and then it just gets put back into the general fund and goes right out again. So it's just so we felt that decreasing it because of that reason is why we decreased it.
So right, if we take out this $200,000, there's nothing in that line item?
No,
police.
We just set it up as 405. I wanted to take it to zero, but right now we're leaving it 200,000 or 205,000. So we're taking 200,000 out of it.
Okay.
It's just a pass through. So it's. Okay, roll call, please.
Councilor
Karen. Favor.
Councilor
Jaskowitz. Favor.
Councilor
Labor.
Favor.
Councilor Sevilla.
Favor.
Favor.
Councilor
Utnick. Favor. Favor. 7-0 in favor. Motion to increase the Board of Education 10950-53051 in the mayor's proposed budget by $540,765.
So move.
Second.
Discussion?
Yes. I think this is a huge mistake. I think our children should be the highest priority we have, and I don't believe, after speaking with the superintendent and the school board, that there's any fat to trim out of the budget they presented. I think taking this money out and not giving them their full requested budget is going to negatively impact all of our children. And we've already heard that one of the first things they're going to take away is school security. And God help us is if we try to save a few tax dollars and they lose security and something happens. God help us.
All right, any more discussion? Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Karen.
Favor.
Favor.
Councilor Lathrop.
Opposed.
Councilor Sebelian.
Abstain.
Councilor Sleather.
Favor.
Councilor Evening.
Opposed.
Councilor May.
Favor. So that is 4-2 and one abstention. Motion passes. Okay. So, I think I'm looking at you. Any changes? There's no changes. All right. Well, I can't read a motion until I know the exact numbers.
Yep.
Do you want to take a, let's take a short recess?
She has the numbers now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. General government, please.
$24,664,908.
I'll read it back. $24,664,908. Board of Education. So that's $44,883,851.
Correct.
Capital improvements.
$1,819,101.
$1,819,101.
Yes.
And then what is the final?
Mill rate?
No. The
total. I'm sorry.
$860. So $71,367,860. No. So, you've heard the numbers, and motion to approve all the amendments to the motions made and adopt the 2024-25 budget as follows. General government.
So moved.
Second.
All right. So I'm going to read the numbers off. And $24,664,908 for general government, $44,883,851 for Board of Education. Capital improvement is $1,819,101 for a total of $71,367,860. Do I have a?
So moved.
Second.
Second. Okay, discussion. Roll call vote.
Councilor Karen.
Favor.
Councilor Daskal.
Favor.
Councilor Lathrop.
Opposed.
Councilor Sebelian.
Abstain.
Councilor Sleather.
Favor.
Councilor Evening.
Opposed.
Councilor May.
Favor. So that is 4-2 and one abstention. We have adopted the budget. Now, the town of Montville hereby resolves to set the mill rate. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. So what is the mill rate?
27.77.
All right. All right, the town of Montville hereby resolves to set the mill rate for the 2024-2025 fiscal year at 27.77. mills using the collection rate of 98.7%.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Is that an increase or a decrease? What is that?
That is a zero increase. So roll call, please.
Councilor Karen.
Favor.
Councilor Daskal.
Favor.
Councilor Lathrop.
Favor.
Favor.
Councilor Slaughter?
Favor.
Councilor Yuzna?
Opposed.
Councilor May?
Favor. So that is 6-1. Let me write as set. Did you get my agenda?
No.
Why did you get my agenda? All right, next item, to consider and act on a motion to authorize Mayor Leonard Bunnell to make application for Community Investment Fund Planning Grant, Round 5, in the amount of $250,000 to fund the Norwich New London Turnpike Investment Plan.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion. Is everyone aware of this?
No, a little bit more information.
Maybe you want to give us a...
If not for myself, at least for the public, I think would be nice.
Yeah. The
thank you.
We're not spending.
No, I,
this is a grant.
Yeah, I got the part. I was just...
This is
a grant for planning.
Yeah. So
the Route 32 corridor.
The CIF people, Community Investment, have a grant for that gives us to use, you know, different designers and planners and for economic development for various things in the town, and so they allow up to $250,000 to go out and different things or projects in the town. And I think the mayor can speak to which projects he's referring to. If you wanted to elaborate, Mayor, on those projects.
Well, I sent out messages to emails to everybody describing the Community Investment Fund and also an example of a draft that is being used in Plymouth, Connecticut. They completely transformed their corridor, which is very similar to ours in appearance. It's an opportunity to lay some groundwork for some very important and improvements to attract development. And the way we're going to accomplish our drive to impact taxes is through development, and this is a good way to start. I think it's going to be very effective. And it's going to pay off in the long run.
Right. So, with that in mind, roll call, please.
Councilor
Chair? Favor.
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 Favor. 7-0. All in favor. Remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit.
Superintendent of Schools, I'm deeply, deeply disappointed to think that we would have to cut $460,000 from our budget. I can't begin to figure out where that would happen. Respectfully, I would like to ask that you either at a finance committee meeting, which we have not had the opportunity to talk about our budget at a finance committee meeting, or at a town council meeting, to talk about the 3 points that I brought up. I'm not sure what's happening with that additional $245,000 that the town will take in from the state next year in excess cost funds, but I would like to ask that there be a time when the town consider the difference between what you have put in the budget for excess cost funding and what we anticipate that you will receive from the state, because that is a difference of $245,000. It is particularly earmarked for education. I also would like to ask respectfully that you consider how you are using that $150,000 in cannabis funds. I understand that some of that might be applied to the police, but I have not heard that it was $150,000. And I would, again, like very much to be able to have a conversation with you to know if you might apply part of that money to our budget. And finally, as I mentioned, if I had to choose between services for students, direct services in the schools, and putting the necessary repairs into buses to put our transportation plan out a year, and it just simply means sliding every bus out a year. Yes, there are costs to keeping those buses that, you know I've mentioned one to the board that we'd like to take off the road, but I can repair it and keep it on the road. If we were able to move some money from capital, you've approved it there, it would have no effect on the mill rate and put that into our operating budget. If that could be placed on a finance committee or town council agenda, yeah, so definitely. That we can have that dialogue, I would really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Remarks from the public? And one more time. Remarks from the public?
We have someone coming forward.
Oh.
As a resident, I know that no one wants a mill rate to go up, but I didn't know if you guys were aware that you can have a mill rate the same at 27.77 for homeowners, and you can go up to the cap for the state for motor vehicles. So they can be two separate mill rates, if that helps any of your deficit.
You tell us after we're done. Thank you.
I'm sorry. I didn't know I was allowed to.
Thank you.
But thank you. That's good. Good to know.
So, do we have a number for state aid? Did we get that number yet?
I will.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anyone else wishing to speak? All right. Thank you. Thank you for coming out. Remarks from the councilors, and the mayor, I'm going to lead off first. Because I think we did something pretty remarkable tonight. I know not everyone's happy, but in this 2024-25 budget, the town council mayor have produced a very good budget. We have funded the necessary town functions and needs. $180,000 for fire department SCBA tank refresh. That's a big one. $75,000 replace expired fire turnout gear. The police body armor replacement. Those all came up. So one of the things else the police were did this year is because of the police accountability bill, they've completed phase one of that three certificate process or three phase process. But phase two is coming up and it has a cost. And that's a cost that's basically an unfunded mandate. So we have a lot of things in our fire police of keeping equipment up. As we talked about, we have a fire truck that's in the balance that we need to start looking at. We moved a significant amount of money to LOSIP to renovate the Fair Oaks bathroom renovations. That's been something that we've been trying to do for a long time, and so we're finally got the money in place to do that. We secured funding for three new police cars, secured funding for a community outreach program for the police department, including a new service dog for that. So that's something that that the police have want to get out and start doing that. We need a lot more community outreach. We have a lot more things happening in this town that we need the police involved with. And that's partly part of the cannabis money is going to that, as the superintendent pointed out. So we do have some objectives that we need to do with that money that's in line. And so that's one of the things we're doing. We secured funding for a new firefighter. They originally asked for three, and they said they can live with one. But eventually we're going to have to do two more. So that's secured funding for a new senior center program assistant to help with new senior programs. It's part-time. Right. It's part-time. And to put that in perspective, there's now over 3,000 members in the senior citizen center. There are over 200 programs. Is that correct?
No.
100 and so programs. And they have two staff. And so it's been a need to get that going because that's a significant part of our population that needs these programs to be supported. And we collectively reduced the finance committee went through and we can collectively reduce the town department budgetary expenses. These were a lot of the things that were overruns, things that we found that we didn't necessarily need or they were over budgeted, almost $350,000. So that was pretty remarkable, so a lot of work that the Finance Committee did and other town councilors. So the Board of Education budget was increased $1,622,000 from the year before. And I know it's 3.75. I know it's not what you're expecting, but that is a good amount of money. So we thought that was, a fair and equitable amount. This budget fully funds the necessary and required town functions while maintaining no increase to the taxpayers with a zero mill increase for 2024-2025. So with that said, I'll open up the floor to the other town councilors. I'll start with the mayor.
want to thank everybody for the hard work that they put into the budget this year, including the Board of Education. I know that I learned a lot, and I will carry it over to next year, and I can promise you that the process will go a lot smoother. We had a lot of makeup to do from last year, where a lot of things were funded through surplus money that are reoccurring expenses, and we had to meet those expenses again this year. I'm not going to go into a drama speech here or sensationalize like I know somebody else will, but trying to make up the losses with security at the schools is a mistake. All I'm going to say.
Councilor Souther?
So I guess that I just want to know, will Superintendent Palin's ideas, what she's come forth with,
absolutely
be considered and met on?
I had discussions with her before last week, and I said if we get into the summer, I want to see exactly where. We still got state money coming in. We got still a lot of things coming in. We got a lot of things that are going to happen, but we have to set the budget. We still got some risk. Right. So we're going to take care of the schools.
I understand that, but the schools are very important to me, and I just I think they're important. Everybody up here, and I'm not saying that they're not. I just need to know that this will actually be entertained. That's all.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The council and the finance committee, a lot of meetings, back and forth, and thank you everybody for getting together and doing what we have to do every year. It's a tough job for all of us. All of us.
Councilor Karen?
I'm not going to repeat everybody has to say. It's I agree with. So I'll just no comment after that.
This has been pretty hard for me as an employee of Board of Ed. I just going to reiterate what Kate says, and I hope we consider Lori's recommendations.
I want to say thank you to the people who showed up tonight, the people who spoke for what they truly wanted here in the town. I look forward to good things coming in the next year. And revisiting stuff, you know, the year after, and, you know, keeping the town moving forward. I think that's everyone's goal. I've had a big learning curve the last 6 months trying to figure everything out with being on town council and different committees. I can now say I know a bunch more faces in town. I would say I've made some friends. Hopefully I haven't made any enemies. And thank you, everyone, for being here.
I have a question for Ms. Griffin. With the removal of the $2.8 million from the surplus fund, what does that leave us in an account? Okay. I am disappointed with the lack of funding for the Board of Education. As it says on the signs coming into our town, Mrs. Montville, we're proud of our schools, and I don't think we showed that here today. I think our children, mine included, because I have a child in the school system, are going to suffer because of the lack of funding to their budget. And I apologize to the Board of Education, to the superintendent. We tried, but this is what we got. That's all I have.
All right. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
I think we can get it there.
$500,000 for the include the two.